Bark? I can't find you. Are you cheating again?
I almost fell for his trick. My leg muscles bunching to push me out of my hiding spot. But I would never cheat. I was a king's daughter, after all. Even though I was not a legitimate heir, I was still a princess. At least in my own head. As such, cheating was not allowed. But then I saw the curl on Cactus's lips as he spun in a circle, looking for me.
Lark!
Finally, he put his hands on his skinny hips.
Fine, you win again. You're just too good at this.
I curled my finger into the soil and pushed a gentle pulse of power through the ground into the soles of Cactus's feet. This was something we'd just learned. How to reach out to each other through the earth. He felt my call and turned towards my hiding place. I sat up and waved at him.
Over here, silly loser.
Oh.
Cactus and I had found each other in the early summer months and been inseparable ever since. We were both anomalies among our people, what most called a half-breed, a child of two different elementals. Cactus was red-haired and green-eyed. Meanwhile, I was blonde with different colored eyes, one amber and one green. I cleared away the foliage so Cactus could sit.
Do you want to hide now?
No, you're too good at this game for me. What else can we play?
I looked into the air above us, at the heavy fog making up the clouds of the forest. There was one place we were never supposed to go. Close to the edge of my father's kingdom, right next to the human roads that led to their cities. A place forbidden to those who weren't Enders, the kingdom's guardians. A thrill of excitement went through me at the thought of seeing a human in person, and not just in a book. Cactus, though, would be hard to convince.
Why don't we go exploring?
Where? We know the forest better than anyone. What more can there be to explore?
The edge.
If your mother catches us, we'll both get a beating.
My mother doesn't lay hands on me, not like yours does.
I cringed as the words slid out. I put a hand on his arm to soften them.
Besides, my mother is busy with the baby. She won't even know we're gone.
Okay.
And just like that, we were off. I didn't know how big the cloud forest actually was. At 10, I didn't pay attention to those kinds of things. The redwoods were our home, where we were safe to run and play from morning's first light until late after the sun had set. But I did know that the human road on the outskirts of the forest was to the west, and the closest city from there was to the north.
In the human city, they have these things called cars and electric lights. It's a place where the women wear pants and the men wear earrings. At least that's what I saw in Belladonna's Rolling Stone magazine.
Belladonna was my oldest stepsister. She had shown me this thing called a magazine just the other day, and the images had burned into my mind.
The date on it was funny, not like how we count seasons. November 9, 1972. I asked my mother what that meant, and she said it's how humans do things. They have to label everything.
Cactus wasn't interested in human things. His eyes darted to me, and then away to the treetops.
I want to see if they're real or not. If humans really do all those strange things.
Lark, do you think one day the other elementals will like us? Maybe Fern even?
I climbed over a large, half-rotten log with flowers sprouting out of the composting material. Then reached back to help Cactus up.
Of course. Because one day, they will see just how strong we are and that we could be heroes. And Fern will see how handsome you are and stop being so mean to us. Maybe she'll even let you kiss her.
Fern was the worst of the bunch. Worse than my own siblings, even. Always teasing and making us look bad in front of others. That didn't stop Cactus from staring at her with longing every time we saw her. I wasn't bothered that he mooned after Fern. She was, after all, the prettiest girl in the forest. No, that wasn't true. My mother was the prettiest girl in the forest, with her long blonde hair and violet blue eyes that seemed to see through a person.
Really? You think she would let me kiss her?
Mm-hmm. My mother told me one day you and I would be here.